is reduced to one lane in each direction for work by Utilities Kingston. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speeds. Long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William and Barry at Queen, both for construction. Now, a look at the weather for today. It's a cloudy start with a few showers beginning early this afternoon. Winds are coming from the northeast at 20 kilometers per hour, gusting to 40. The high is plus 5 and UV index is 2 or low. Tonight stays cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 7. This has been your quick 8 a.m. news brief on CFRC 101.9 FM. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
We had food growing up and we were used to being able to eat, but then all of a sudden we needed that help. That's why the food bank is here. They're here to help you and... They're here to help you.
The food bank is for anyone who needs one. Visit the food bank near you to help and be helped.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Hi, I'm Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
CFRC, it's Indie Wake Up Call.
And this is The Doors.
I'll stand at mast, let north winds blow, till half of us are dead. Land ho!
Welcome to another Indie Wake Up Call, and you got your guest host in here today. I'm Callum.
And I'm Quinn, and we're honored to be here again, taking the role of Cindy on this fine,
Thursday morning.
We're going to start off with a little something, a little news that's pressing the world right now. The Artemis 2 launch. For those who don't know, NASA sent a manned mission around the moon yesterday at 6:35 p.m. They had takeoff, and it was fantastic. It's a historic moment for humankind and for Canadians all across our country. Jeremy Hansen, Canadian astronaut, is going to be one of four people to be farthest a human has ever been from Earth. Unbelievable.
Hey, thanks, nerd. What do we have on next?
Well, along the theme of space exploration and extraterrestrials, we're going to throw on some Ziggy Stardust, better known as David Bowie, Life on Mars.
Thanks, Q.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a sad thing for, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars? It's on the map.
Mary Cow's tortured brow, that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds, to my mother, my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote for some sailors piping in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know in the best-selling show. Is there life on
Man, that's Life on Mars by David Bowie, and you're listening to 101.9 CFRC Indie Wake Up Call. Oh, what do we have on next? What do we have planned this morning, Quinn?
Well, it's the end of March, start of April, obviously. Yesterday was April Fool's, but in March, we listened to a lot of new, not new, but live music, a lot of places we didn't think we'd show end up.
Yeah, it was awesome.
A lot of bands we never heard of.
Last Thursday, I had the honor of interviewing everybody that was playing at Alepalooza, and it was a blast. We had Two Time, we had Rev Zed, Dutch Baby, and
Last Call.
Man, it was a good time. Probably the high of the show for me, and this is kind of niche. I loved all the originals, obviously. Heard them a million times, but one of my favorite parts, actually my favorite part, had to be during Dutch Baby's closing set. They ripped out one of the craziest slide guitar moves I've ever seen. I wasn't expecting to see a slide guitar at Ale House.
That's awesome.
And just to kind of ride on that vibe, and one of my favorite guitarists of all time, one of my favorite bands of all time, one of my favorite albums of all time, the Allman Brothers live at Fillmore East, before they were big, before Eat a Peach, before all that, Duane Allman crushing on the guitar has one of the greatest renditions of the blues classic Statesboro Blues. Quinn, can we play this today?
Of course, I'd love to hear it.
Dude,
I love that you love the Allman Brothers so much.
Live at Fillmore East, March 13th.
Thank you.
CFRC. Wow. So that was Dutch Baby, Don't Pass Me By. A great Canadian band, Kingston Locals.
Yeah.
And you mentioned you saw Dutch Baby at Ale House Ale Palooza.
Yeah, that was Thursday night.
What else did we see? What other live music did we see?
Well, we went to Players on Friday night, and man, my Players virginity was snatched. That was a show and a half.
If you've never been seeing Kingston Players, Queens Players, highly recommend. They do 3 shows a year. It's a combination of comedy, good vibes, and just all-around good times. They have a live band, too.
Yeah. The kind of way I describe it would be, like, musical SNL, and every act is a musical act, and it's wild, it's cool, it's a little strange at times, but it's a good time, and everyone's there to have a dance and have a good time.
It's Glee if it was R-rated, for sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we saw Players, and we also saw another band called Only Dads. It's a culmination of a bunch of old-timers, some dads, who play on the Kingston Ultimate Frisbee team. And they had a show and decided they wanted to... they had a show and to raise some money and decide they wanted to play some classics. And some of the songs that we're going to play tonight... Or this morning, sorry, are some we take some inspiration from them.
Yeah, so the next 2 songs we got up, inspired by one of my favorite songs played at Queen's Players. They played Disco Inferno, Burn Your Mother Down, and so we're gonna play some Quebecois disco from the disco era. And our grandfather, he grew up in Montreal. He's an OG, and he won't admit it, but I'm sure he was in the disco clubs, the disco techniques,
oh, 100%,
as they call them,
100%.
Back in the day. So here is Sugar Daddy by Patsy Gallant.
Sugar daddy, n'étions que des enfants, nous n'avions que 5 ou 6 ans. On jouait au même jeu, c'était lui le plus fort des deux. Bang bang, il me tirait, bang bang, il me blessait, bang bang. Moi je pleurais, bang bang, et il me consolait. Bien vite passa le temps.
First up was Sugar Daddy by Patsy Gallant, Canadian Quebecois, kind of funky, jazzy, disco singer. And then after that was Bang Bang, the Cher song, but covered by Claire LaPlage, another Quebecois artist. Quinn, where's that song from?
Well, if it doesn't sound familiar, if it sounds familiar to some of you, you might be getting thrown back to a Tarantino movie called Kill Bill. Unbelievable movie, and that soundtrack rocks, just rocks.
But that wasn't the Cher version, and that wasn't our French Claire LaPlage version.
No, it wasn't.
Who was it?
I don't know. Who was it?
Yeah, it was Nancy Sinatra,
okay.
The one and only, daughter of the goat. But just a little treat for you, a little Quebecois jazz. Big shout outs to Players for inspiring our little jazzy disco trip there. Quinn, what do we have next?
And on the theme of jazz, we have another old timer, Masayobu Takanaka. He's on his Super Takanaka World Tour. Been playing since 1977. He's 73 years old and has sold out massive venues all around the world.
Wait. Am I right in saying this is the first world tour Takanaka's gone on?
I'm not sure. Is it?
It is. This is the
really?
First time he's played outside of Japan, and he's almost 77 years old.
Yeah. And he's selling out like nobody's business. People love him from England to the States to Canada. And he's running. He just started his world tour March 31st, and he's running until April 29th. Unfortunately, no more tickets available. He sold out. And so we're going to play some Takanaka here. We're going to play Brazilian Skies.
You'll recognize this, and you'll feel familiar because Takanaka actually played with Santana.
Yeah, a little more to come on that. But he's inspired many artists throughout his time jamming.
You saw me stand. Thank you.
Great tune, Cue Ball. You are listening to CFRC Indie Wake Up Call 101.9 FM.
Fantastic, fantastic. That makes me want to eat a papaya. I don't know what it is, man.
Dude, I can't help but groove to that one.
Yeah, hell yeah. So what do we got going up? What's next?
Yeah, so just on the theme of live music we saw in the month of March, we had an honor of attending some awesome, awesome, awesome banquets.
Yeah.
We got live music at them too, which was elite.
Unbelievable. Student bands that were fantastic.
Yeah. So some of our dear friends played at our mechanical engineering banquet. And dude, we've been watching these guys play since 11th grade.
Yeah, they cook, man. They've been cooking. Couple of them came to school with us, and they reformed a band called One Night Stand. Has a little certain ring to it, doesn't it? They thought it would only be one night, but it turns out that they're playing everywhere, man.
Yeah, they played a frat wedding this weekend. These guys are cooking. So, Quinn, they've been playing mainly covers these days, but back in the day, they were releasing an EP.
Yes.
Let's listen to some of that.
Yeah, it's a little-known band. They're called Gerald.
It'll sound familiar to you guys if you guys like Mac DeMarco, some of those Canadian folksy kind of guys. But this is Gerald, not another love song.
Let me write a song that when played it's just perfect on a Saturday night. Driving without purpose with the windows wide, singing loud until we're hurting. Dreaming in those orange skies, it feels like nature's flirting. Writing songs using loving as a crow. Song that when played it's just perfect on a Saturday night. Driving without purpose with the windows wide, singing loud until we're hurting. Dreaming in those orange skies, it feels like nature's flirting. Sick of writing songs, using loving as a crutch.
Sometimes my love may be put on hold. Sometimes my heart may seem awful cold. These times come and these times go. As long as I live, all you need to know is it's so dark, ain't about to forget. On its next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, this old dog ain't about to forget. Often a heart tends to change its mind. Day decides on a new design. A new day gets set on another way. As long as I live, all I've got to say is this old dog ain't about to get. All we've had and all that's next. Long as my heart's beating in my chest, this old dog ain't about to forget.
Okay, and that first off was Not Another Love Song by Gerald. And then what song, Mac DeMarco song was that?
We had This Old Dog by Mac DeMarco. A Reco by my good friend Oliver Farrow. Shout out. Fantastic song. And we got a couple other songs coming up.
Can we hear
him? Yeah. We have a phone ringing. We're trying to answer the phone, but it doesn't seem like it's working. 1 second here. We are working on it. Okay, phone's ringing. Phone's ringing.
There we go. That's how we're going to do it.
Phone's ringing.
All the way.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Ethan and Thomas.
Sorry, who are you?
We are Gerald, your friend.
Oh, no way! You guys wrote that last song?
We did, indeed.
That is wicked. Dude, love that tune. Guys, I've been watching you guys play since 12th grade, 11th grade.
I know, you're our biggest fan.
Who was singing? Who was singing?
Yeah, I was singing on that last one, Not Another Love Song.
Thomas.
One of our five originals from our EP that we released right before first year here at Queens.
That's awesome, man.
Tell us a little bit about your journey becoming a singer.
Wow. Well, I mean, we were playing, even before you guys knew us, we had a singer, actually. Pre-COVID, we had a singer. And then we went into COVID, we lost our singer. And then we started recording some original tunes, assuming that we would pick up a singer. But we never ended up getting one. So then Ethan and I just started singing the vocals on the songs kind of just as a filler. And then we ended up kind of keeping them because we didn't pick up a singer and we ended up liking how it sounded. So yeah, we ended up using our own vocals.
Dude. Awesome. Can you guys give a reco for us? Maybe an artist, Canadian artist, or any kind of song that you think kind of inspired you guys along your musical journey?
Well, I would say the Backstreet Lovers, maybe. They had some inspiration.
Okay.
Like Kilby Girl or.
Well, didn't you guys play Kilby Girl last week at Mech Banquet?
We did play it last weekend, yeah. I mean, I feel like that song that you just heard from us, there's a lot of inspiration from the Backstreet Lovers, especially, what's it called? Out of Tune. We'll play that one.
Awesome. Thanks for the record, Ethan. Ethan, Thomas, Gerald, thank you guys very much.
Love it.
Have a great day, and thanks for being on 101.9 CFRC.
Thanks so much,
Cal
and Quinn.
Bye.
You can find them on the second floor under my bed. I miss the days when girls were scary, scarier than spiders. Walks through the night that didn't take us anywhere. I had funny looking legs, you were funnier than most people knew you were. But I knew. Introduced him to rock and roll, YouTube and girls. I miss the days when the girls were scary.
Good morning. We did a little switcheroo. We did a little switcheroo, so now it is me, Millie, hopefully familiar voice, and I have Vina and Mitchell back in the studio who were here a couple weeks ago.
Hey guys, I'm back.
Good morning, it's Vina. Nice to see everyone today.
We are going to be switching up the vibes a little bit. We had some throwback bangers with Quinn and Callum. Those were fire. And then we just had some Backstreet Lovers. That was a personal throwback for me to the dark ages of COVID, because that's what I was bumping at the time. But today Vina's going to play us some BTS, which I'm really excited for because I don't think we've ever played them in here before.
A little later on, first, we're going to get some actual indie first, and then we're going to switch to BTS because I have been a BTS fan since I was 12. So they had a new comeback a couple days ago, dropped a new album.
I've been seeing there's a little bit of controversy. Not controversy, but a little clap back from listeners about the quality.
I think the songs are fantastic. I think it's really reminiscent of their earlier music back in like 2013, 2014. And like if you joined like the fandom in like 2019 around like Dynamite, Butter, like you're just not gonna get it. Like it's just not for you.
How many of our CFRC listeners were on Stan Twitter?
I know I was. I was in the dark ages.
We were there.
So, I think there's a bit of also controversy because they're speaking a lot of English and they're not obviously native English speakers. Like, only one of them, like, knows how to speak English for the most part. And I just feel like that's just really pushed by their label. Like, it's not really authentic to them where their whole album is about being, like authenticity to, like, their culture and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's just my little issue that I have with it. But, like, the songs are great. So we have Body to Body by BTS coming up.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't listened to any of it yet. I've only just been seeing what people have been saying about it online, as is with everything. But I have queued up some Forever Factory, which, again, a brand new artist. They just started releasing. They released their first single. I played it on the station, on the show a while ago. They released it. Yeah, this year, fresh, brand new 2026 right off the bat. So they have a new single out called Spitfire. I listened to it last night. It's beautiful. And then Vina threw on some Pond, which we didn't actually really know who they are, but Cindy was very excited to see Pond on the docket for today. It's a band, but it's led by somebody from
Nick Albrecht
from Tame Impala's original setup. Yeah.
OG album.
Nice. Okay. And Cindy said they're a little more psychedelic. I don't know. I'm excited. That's going to be a journey for all of us.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And then we have some Suki. And then Mitchell, you are a very big Beatles fan. I don't know if you've seen anything about this. I just saw it. Did Paul McCartney just release a new song? Because, well, he did, but I don't know.
Did he?
Well, yes.
It's right there.
It's right here. I didn't know if you'd seen anything about that.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah.
I'll have to stay until the end of this queue.
I don't know. I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's for some, if this is a remaster of an old song. I'm not the most well-versed in Paul McCartneyism, but... The boys of Dungeon League. Oh, Paul McCartney is releasing a new album.
May 29th.
May 29th.
That's so exciting. Wow.
You know what? Maybe if Justin Bieber pulls a Frank Ocean at Coachella, we can get Paul McCartney on the stage. Bring back some Beatles memes. But yeah, we have a stacked list today. Oh, I discovered a band called Team Sleep. Which there might be some listeners right now being like, how do you not know them? I don't know. I was listening to some probably AI-generated Spotify playlist, and this artist came up, and I was like, oh, this is Deftones. And I looked, and it's not Deftones, but it's the guy whose name I'm blanking on, Chino, the lead singer of Deftones. It's his band, Team Sleep, and they have a song called Paris Arm, which I don't think he actually sings on, but beautiful, beautiful song.
Can we talk about how bad the AI DJ is on Spotify?
Oh, he's DJ X or whatever his name is. Yeah, he's terrible. He's actually terrible. He'll be like, here's a banker, or like, here's a cue designed specifically for you, and it's no, like, none of it. Where, like, what? Who do you think I am?
Like, mine will jump, like, oh, here's some, like, fun, upbeat tunes. And then it's like, Beyonce. I'm like, okay, like, I see.
Yeah.
Then Mitski, Radiohead.
These are not fun or upbeat.
Then to Megan Thee Stallion. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I know. It'll be like, oh, here's some throwback songs for you that you haven't listened to in a while. And it's a song I've genuinely never heard ever in my entire life.
Or it's a song that has traumatized you.
Yes. Or it's a song from, like, genuinely one of the deepest, darkest, dark age moments of my life that I'm like, why would you? I mean, he is, DJ X has no way of knowing, but
Why would you bring that up?
Yeah, why would you bring that up? He one time decided to pull a bunch of songs from a playlist that my ex made me. And I was like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And this is why we can't trust AI for anything, because it's psyoping us.
Truly.
Do you use DJX, Mitchell? Do you use the AI features of all
Not gonna
things?
Lie, I'm an Apple Music guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He's a lossless Apple Music guy.
But when I do hop on Spotify, it's usually just to check how many streams a song has. I need to see the numbers.
Mitchell is a numbers guy. He's an extremely talented musician. He has fantastic music taste. But I need you guys to know that the other week, I asked him to add some songs to the playlist, and instead of, you know, adding some of the fantastic music that he listens to, because he's a very eclectic range of taste, he Googled indie, like the genre,
I Spotify'd indie.
He Spotify AI'd indie and put the most top two most, like, 3 billion streams.
Out of your league.
Out of your league by Fits in the Tantrums. And I believe,
out of my league.
Yeah, out of my league. And Tongue Tied by Group Love, I believe.
I put that on?
No. It was something else. It wasn't Tongue Tied.
No, I don't remember. Either way.
Mitchell had never heard of Out of My League before.
Yes, Mitchell had never heard that song. Sometimes I think he's a time traveler and he's lying to us.
Yeah.
Because, like, he'll be able to tell you, like, the A and B side of some obscure, like, Beach Boys, like, single release from, like, 1949. And then you'll be like, oh, yeah, Out of My League by Fits in the Tantrums. You know the song that was literally